Chef Marcus Samuelson. He's the co-founder of Harlem Eat Up, the festival taking place this weekend. Hey, Chef, what's going on?
I'm super happy to be on your show, man. And first of all, welcome to the neighborhood. Welcome, man.
Oh, Harlem?
Yeah.
Man, I've been to Red Rooster so many times, and you're never there. I've been in Harlem now 2 years.
I know that, but welcome. I know that you just moved in. That's good. We're happy to have you. That's exciting for us.
Yeah.
He's been upstairs. Red Rooster. He's been downstairs. He knows.
Yes.
Looking for you.
Good, because I'm right there. Well, this weekend I'm going to be here all weekend for Harlem Meetup. It's going to be fun. I can't tell you how proud I am for the whole neighborhood to come together and show what we can do in hospitality, great food, wine, and great people that you know that we have here in Harlem, but we also want to show the world that we can do it too.
So what exactly is the festival?
The festival is a 3-day festival, and it's everything from ticketed events. You can go to all the restaurants, Melba's, Sylvia's, Red Rooster, Cecil. But you can also bring the whole family over to Morningside Park on Saturday and Sunday. There are both ticketed things. There are both things for free. So cooking classes from Emeril Lagasse, Aaron Sanchez, myself, Alex Conacello, but also Melba and Trinez. So we brought the best of the chefs in the country together with the best of the chefs that we have in Harlem, all on display for 3-day weekend, where when you go on harlemeatup.com, you're going to see, you know, there's something for everyone in the family. So it was fun.
Now, this is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
But the big stroll is happening on Saturday and Sunday at Morningside Park. And tonight,
the big stroll.
Yeah, you just walk around, you drink, you eat, you meet your neighbors, you meet your friends, you look good, and you listen to good music and eat some good food.
Nice.
You know, you can do that.
Chef, I am a big fan of yours, and your story has always intrigued me because you're born in Ethiopia, raised in Sweden, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And one of your books, the last book, Make It Messy, was the book that I gave to kids this past Christmas.
Thank you.
Your story is so inspirational. And talking about, you know, go out there, do it, and make your mistakes.
Yeah. I mean, life, you know, our journeys are all different, but it's my personal story, and if I can share that with someone else, especially a young black man, to say, hey, working hard, making mistakes, traveling, getting out there, I just wanted to show by example that this is possible. It's very hard when you're 15, 16, 17, you know, as a young teenager, to figure out what's going to be my path. But I had mentors really early. I had my parents that really brought me along, and they were ahead of me, behind me, and next to me my whole life, actually, you know.
And do you mentor young people now?
Oh, absolutely. We have several programs. That CCAP is one, career through culinary arts, where we teach life skills for teenagers through culinary arts. And, you know, 10 years later, we have small business owners. We have sommeliers. We have managers at the Four Seasons that came out of this program, and we send them to college. But also in the community here, like yesterday when we had our opening party, we had a marching band. We had, you know, just street dancers, all kids that wants to show that they can do it too.
That is just your story is great, and I hope everybody comes to Harlem Meetup this weekend and get a chance to meet.
What's going on today?
Tonight I'm cooking with my boy Emeril Lagasse here at the restaurant. Chef Danielle is going to be over at Sylvia's, and Melba's going to have a big dinner too. And then tomorrow there's more chefs, more great food. It's just, if you're a food lover, this is where you want to be. If you're young,
you're at Red Rooster right now.
At Red Rooster right now.
Tom's
okay, you're going to be there?
I'm going to be all day, Tom. We're waiting for you.
Okay. I'll be over there about 11:30.
11:30, I'll be right here. And you know what?
All right.
Thank you so much for having me on, guys. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Chef Marcus. And watch out, because Tom comes with an appetite.
Yes, I do.